Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Josh, good morning, friend.
Ken, Anthony, thanks so much for having me on 92.3 The Fan, and congrats. Hopefully you guys will have sports betting this fall, and I'm excited to talk about it with you today.
There's so many hosts that are really, really into gambling. Lima and I are not the biggest gamblers. Like, there are a lot of hosts that are like, oh, man, I got the inside line, and they got, like, a problem with it, and they're really into it. Lima and I are not big gamblers. So,
Josh, we protested at the State House yesterday.
We did not. I swear to God, we did not. But tell me what this means for the guys who are either having fun with it type of stuff, like what you hear what Nikki says in Casino, or the guys who are – or are the sharps, that consider themselves the sharps right here in Ohio with maybe online sports gambling or being able to go to the casino and bet on a sports book here?
Yeah, so really interesting stuff overall. I mean, you know, Ohio, I live in Massachusetts. We are not yet legal. Hopefully this happens in Massachusetts later this year. But Ohio, the seventh most populous state, and really this was huge because you saw earlier this week on Wednesday, the Ohio House Finance and Appropriations Committee, they passed their sports betting bill, HB 194. It then went to a full vote yesterday in the House, passed pretty easily, as you guys mentioned, 83-10. But now it comes to negotiations between the House and the Senate. So what's interesting to me is the big sticking point here is the fact that the House bill, they're basically putting the Ohio Lottery Commission in control of regulating the industry. And that's kind of at an impasse with the Senate, who has their own version of a sports betting bill, and they want to put the Ohio Casino Control Commission in charge. And Governor Mike DeWine, he's been pretty outspoken and in favor of sports betting, so it looks like this will get passed. But really the question now is who will control and oversee and regulate? And, you know, what we saw yesterday, which was crazy, in Washington, D.C., they just legalized sports betting. They just went live, and there's a point of contention here where a lot of sports bettors, they don't really like it when the lottery takes over because they have some exorbitant prices when it comes to lines. Like we saw at Gambit DC, their new virtual platform for placing a bet in our nation's capital, the juice that you have to pay on both sides, they're hanging juice of around minus 118 on both sides, minus 125 on both sides. You know, to a layman, that may not mean much, but the juice is that tax or commission, also known as the VIG, that you have to pay the sportsbook in order for them to accept your bet. And usually it's minus 110. It's 10 cents on every dollar. So we saw in D.C., also Montana just legalized. They're doing the same thing where they're really juicing up these numbers. So a lot of bettors in Ohio that I've spoken to and kind of read about, they're saying, we really hope the lottery doesn't control this because they're really jacking up the prices and making sports bettors pay a really high price that, you know, if you're in sports betting and you see juice minus 118, minus 125, minus 130, that's just ridiculous, and it makes it so much harder to win when you have to pay such a big price. So hopefully Mike DeWine and the Senate version, that's kind of the version I'm rooting for the people in Ohio, because you really don't want to pay juice that high, and hopefully the Senate version is the one that passes. And the goal here, the great thing for you guys in Cleveland, is that it includes mobile betting. So with either version, you got to be 21 years old. You'll be able to bet at brick-and-mortar casinos in person, but really mobile is the key. Mobile is the future of sports betting. You see in New Jersey where they've legalized sports betting, and other states that do it via mobile, see massive action, huge handles, the convenience of placing a bet on a mobile app or on your phone. That's really, really the importance here. So it's good that both versions are through mobile. That's really the future of betting overall. And hopefully, you know, now they negotiate. Hopefully they come to an agreement. Hopefully it goes, you know, more of the Senate version with the Casino Control Commission. And then fingers crossed, you know, you guys maybe will be able to bet on sports if all goes well for maybe week one of the NFL. Or if they can't get it right then, there could be a ballot initiative where in the fall, November, you guys take a vote whether or not to legalize. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. and hopefully you guys can bet on the Browns or the Bengals for week one, or maybe Ohio State.
Josh Applebaum joining us on the show. Real quick before Lima asks you something, you said something that you might have cut off there for a second with me because we're hosting remotely right now. You said at the beginning of the answer, Ohio the seventh most, and then I didn't hear anything. The seventh most at what? What are we the seventh most at?
Yeah, the seventh most populous state in the country. So big population, you know, rich tradition of, you know, sports fans, sports bettors. So, you know, as more and more states legalize, really the turning point, as you guys know, was in 2018 when PASPA was overturned, the federal ban on sports betting. That really changed everything. And we've seen now 22 states plus Washington, D.C. legalized betting. I think about 16 or 17 are actually live, but overall 22 have legalized. So Ohio would just be a huge super, you know, at VSiN, you know, our betting go to VSiN.com. What we do is we cover the market. We help you make smart bets. We track line movement. We break down games. We handicap games. But we're always excited when a new state gets close to legalizing because, in our opinion, it should be legal. If you want to bet on sports, you should be able to. And it's just great to see a huge state like Ohio, where you guys love your sports, to hopefully be able to place your bets soon.
You know, I don't know how it goes from state to state, so help if you could clarify. But in Ohio, obviously the lottery, portion of the revenue is supposed to go to subsidize schools. And that was some of the contention I saw between the chambers at the state legislature level over the past week. How is this going into the state's finances and other states that you've seen? How does that compare with some of the provisions you've seen here in Ohio?
Yeah, I think that's pretty similar. You talk about schools, you know, you talk about kind of rainy day funds. I think education and also putting some money into, you know, responsible gaming. I think that's also key. You know, that's a big part of it because, you know, everyone's excited to bet on sports when they get legalized. But betting on sports can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't have discipline. You know, a lot of people can get into trouble if they really kind of enter it thinking, you know, I'm going to become a millionaire overnight. You know, you really got to have realistic expectations. You got to not get, you know, gambling addiction is something you always see. So a lot of states that have put money back into schools and then also programs to kind of warn of maybe the pros, but also the cons of sports betting. I think that's key as well. But definitely good to see the money come back into communities. I think that's really important. And then the other thing is, you know, with the coronavirus, the pandemic, all these states are really just strapped for cash because they're kind of going broke, paying for trying to you know, help everyone with the coronavirus. So sports betting is kind of a low-hanging fruit where, you know, selfishly in the gambling industry, I think more states are going to want to pass legalized betting because it's a way to generate more tax revenue overall. So maybe more states, you know, legalize. And it was great to see Ohio really take that next step this week.
Now, we do know that around the country and around professional sports that some of the leagues have gotten in bed, or all the leagues now in some capacity have gotten in bed with some of these outlets. I'm curious about college, though, because as we're seeing with COVID, it's the wild, wild west. There doesn't seem to be a central body, a centralized body that controls everything. Will Ohio State get paid out on some of these bets, the way things will work in the state of Ohio?
I think it's a good question. I mean, you've seen a lot of the major leagues actually partner with sportsbooks. The big thing now is like the data. You know, you want league data that's accurate, that integrity and different, you know, kind of watchdogs can monitor, make sure no big bets, weird bets coming out of nowhere coming in. You know, you always worry about the integrity of the game, which to me is kind of, you know, that was kind of used as a thing to bet against sports betting overall. But college is definitely a little murkier. I think they're a little more careful. You definitely want to make sure that, you know, none of these young kids fall into the trap of point shaving or, you know, throwing a game. To me, that really isn't a thing, but that is something you hear about a lot. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know how the college leagues are going to play it. The NCAA, they were very against betting for a long, long time, but I think they're starting to see, you know, if we can regulate it, you know, bring it out of the dark, take it away from, you know, organized crime handling it, bring it above board. I think that's actually, you know, providing sunlight instead of keeping it in the dark will benefit them overall. But yeah, college is definitely going to have to put in some protections. You know, your bill will allow you to bet on college, so I think that is important. Usually a lot of these bills in states won't allow betting on high school games. That's pretty obvious. You know, that level is too low to put lines on and bet on. You don't want to bet on high school.
Oh, I've seen the lines. Hold on, Josh. Au contraire, Ken and I, we have seen the lines weekly.
Yeah, that can get scary. I don't know about that, betting on high school games. But yeah, college should be, as long as the you know, kind of the protections are in place, shouldn't be a problem at all. So if you want to bet on Ohio State as a 40-point favorite against Rutgers, I don't know if they'll cover. They probably will, but it shouldn't be an issue.
Well, I'm sure someone can find me a line on Ignatius Eds. We got Josh Applebaum, who joins us on the show, sports betting reporter for VSiN. Follow him on Twitter, at Josh_insights. Well, what does this do to the private houses here, Josh? The barbershops in the back room, the Elks, the lodges, the things like that. Well, what does it do to those?
Yeah, so I think, you know, number one, it creates a lot of competition. The old way of betting was obviously through, you know, bookies, the illegal way, the old school way. You guys mentioned casino, and, you know, I'm watching The Sopranos with my girlfriend, and, you know, they run a book out of the Bada Bing. So I don't know, you know, those will probably still be around, but it all comes out to providing the best line. I mean, you know, if a guy down the street still bets, you know, locally, and they're providing a better number than the overall market, then, you know, they'll probably still be there. But I think really the goal here is to just kind of have it regulated. Provide more options. You've seen states like Colorado, I think they've really been a blueprint because they've provided tons of different platforms. DraftKings made a big push, BetMGM, FanDuel. And really, to me, you know, when it's illegal, you know, you can have certain books really, you know, price gouge and make you pay a high price. But once it gets legalized and more operators come in and sports bettors have different options, it's all about paying the best number. So, you know, if you want to buy a car, you're not just going to go down the street to your local car dealership and pay whatever they want. You're going to look around, shop around. So I think once it gets passed in Ohio, a lot of Ohio bettors will say, yeah, my local guy down the street is putting, you know, the Browns -7, but I see DraftKings or FanDuel at -6.5. So I think the market will really take over, and bettors will put their money at whatever book gives them the best line, and hopefully that benefits bettors overall.
Just curious where you've seen the value as we segue now to the NFL and some of the lines that you've seen out there. Value in over-under when it comes to the Browns, we've seen it at 8.5. That seems to be an interesting number for the Browns, who are always below that but have the talent clearly to do much better. What are you seeing?
Yeah, the Browns are interesting this year. I'm working on a series at VSiN. Highly recommend everyone sign up for our free newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter. Where every day I'm kind of picking a new NFL team, looking at their win total, and really looking at where the sharp action is, the juice liability, to kind of see where the sharp money is coming in. So you saw Cleveland, you know, 2018, Baker Mayfield's rookie year, they went 7-8-1, which really wasn't bad at all, but did regress last year, 6-10. There was a ton of hype when they got Odell Beckham, and, you know, everyone was kind of jumping on the Cleveland bandwagon. Their win total is 8.5 this year, and what I look at win totals is, where is the juice coming in? You know, you can make a case for an over or an under, but you never want to bet based on just gut instinct or favoritism. You really want to follow the sharp action, which is the respected money coming in from professional bettors. So what's interesting to me is that, you know, monitoring the market, comparing the win total across the board, most books are juicing up the under. So what that means is a lot of Vegas books, a lot of global books, the under 8.5 is -120. Where the over is around even money at +100. So what does that mean? Books are making you pay a higher price on the under 8.5. They're making you pay, you know, 20 cents on the dollar. And you ask yourself, you know, why is that side being juiced up? Why are the books making me pay a high number? It looks like there's sharp money on the under win total, under 8.5. So, you know, maybe they go 8-8. You know, they do have a lot of talent. I like their offseason moves. I think getting Conklin, getting Austin Hooper, Jedrick Wills kind of falling to them was a good pickup. They've definitely helped the line. Kevin Stefanski does have a good track record of being an offensive coordinator. Maybe he meshes with Baker Mayfield, although, you know, when you add a new coach, there are some usually bumps in the road year one. One good thing for the Browns, you know, sharp money is on the under here, but they have the fourth easiest schedule this season. So, you know, if you look at their opponents last year, they went a combined 118 and 138. That was a 461 win percentage. And only the Ravens, Steelers, and Cowboys have an easier schedule this year. So it's kind of tough to say. I think they made some good moves, but still the market is juicing up that under. So really smart money is on maybe an 8-8 year or worse at this point, even though they did, you know, make some good moves in the offseason.
Josh Applebaum with us on the show. What's the most action without mainstream baseball, basketball, hockey. What's been the most action you've seen so far throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, it's been interesting. There's been some crazy sports you would never expect. Table tennis, ping pong was weird. That was really getting a ton of action, which kind of blew me away. I think it was Russian table tennis. At DraftKings, they took in some serious action there. Also, KBO, the Korean Baseball League, that's been big with a lot of wise guys waking up early, sweating a lot of those games. You did see golf, the match with Brady, Mickelson, Tiger, and Peyton. That really generated a lot of money overall. UFC has kind of been a big winner. Dana White was really kind of outspoken about keeping that league going and putting on fights, and UFC has taken in a ton of action overall, and there's going to be another big match on Saturday, and a lot of bettors have been getting down on UFC. So I definitely got a couple bets I'm excited to sweat on Saturday. But it's interesting, you know, when sports aren't available, people just want action. You know, bettors want to be able to get down on games. It's kind of a way of life. It's fun, but also your professionals do this for a living, and, you know, they'll follow the market. It's rough when the major sports aren't available, but then you'll start to see new sports that pop up and get a lot of action. So, you know, hopefully Major League Baseball, the owners and the players, they're arguing. Hopefully they can figure it out and get back on the field. But NBA, hockey coming back, and then hopefully things still look good in the fall for football. But, yeah, table tennis blew me away. And UFC is another big one, along with Korean Baseball League.
Josh, we sincerely mean this. We thank you for the time, because all the other guests that we've ever had to talk about gambling basically sucked. You have been by far the best we've ever had. So check out his book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Follow him on Twitter, @Josh_insights. Josh, we thank you for the time, and we'll definitely be reaching out to you again soon.
You guys are the best. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me on The Fan. Look forward to coming back again.
Absolutely. Josh Applebaum joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Also, the poll's taking off. People are going nuts about the Francisco Lindor thing. We'll get into that. And Baker, more talented than Kirk Cousins. One AFC North head coach says there's no problem whatsoever for Browns fans. That segment brought to you by Window Nation. Shop online at windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.